Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Tzadi, as we are in the up to the last daf here of the ninth parak of Maseches Trumas in Parak HaZorea, the parak all about planting truma, as you mentioned, the Din D'Rabbanan, that even if the item totally disintegrates and there's nothing left after you plant it, when it comes to truma, there's a Din D'Rabbanan that it still has the status of truma based on the two reasons, Machlokas and the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos in the Bavli, while it's all other items besides truma, it does not have the status of truma, it's totally batel on the ground, but if it's Ein Zarokala, if it's still has its source, its root, its bulb still in the ground. So then there's a more chamer halacha by all the halachas it stays, the tevel and the all the other isurim that are described, besides hektish and meiser sheni, which we said has a different halacha. Even within those, there's a separate halacha. That was all what we discussed in the previous Mishnah. So now says the last Mishnah here in the parak. Hamenachesh. Hamenachesh tzpeites amid beis towards the bottom. Hamenachesh imanachri b'chasios. If somebody is weeding with a nachri, with a non-Jew, with chasios. Chasios are garlic, onions, all types of vegetables that we've been talking about that ain't zarokala. That's the key factor, right? You're with a guy in a field of chasios, right, the Bara Folda. Tolesh asavim ra'im hagdelim b'toch ha'tfu of ha'yirakos. Chasios shum luf b'tzalim. Right, all of those are in the chasia family. So if somebody is weeding with a non-Jew, af al pi shepiros of tevel, even though his fruit of an akum are tevel. What do you mean tevel? Usually something that grows is not tevel. So we assume that maybe, how did this guy plant his field? Maybe he took stuff that already was processed. How do you plant an apple tree? You put an apple in the ground. How do you put an onion patch? You put an onion in the ground. So maybe he took tevel that was already prior tevel. It was already had gemar malacha. It was already collected and made into piles, as we'll learn about by the Shem in the next Masechta, all about the concept of gemar malacha. And then he replanted it. So even though his peros, his fruit are tevel, and it's gidule tevel, and we learned in the previous Mishnah that gidule tevel, who by ein zaro kala, it's still called tevel. Right, as we learned in the previous, right at the top of Peitas Mabeis, the previous daf, the top of Peitas Mabeis. Davar she'ein zarokala gidule gidule masurin. Right, everything is asur if ein zarokala. And it goes, how many generations? We said three. I made by truma, four. Right, so even though this should be tevel, ochel me'en arai, you're allowed to eat from it in an arai way. We know there's two types of eating, achilas arai and achilas keva. Arai is snacking. Keva is a more serious, formal meal. So the Mishnah says, if you're menachesh with a goy, you can eat from him. All right, we'll have to see what this means. What iman of shach, right? Is a goy's tefua considered real tevel or not real tevel? If it's real tevel, meaning the machlokas we had numerous times in Maseches Demai, does a goy's bilus remove the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in terms of trumas and maizrus? Yesh koach b'yad chachamim? Yesh koach yesh kinyin la'akim lafkar lafkiyam edei maisrus, or ain kinyin la'akim lafkiyam edei maisrus. So if yesh kinyin, if it does, then why? Then it doesn't have any kedusha anyway. So you should be able to eat from it even keva. And if it does not have the power to uproot, then you shouldn't be able to eat even arai, right? Because if it's already tevel, then you can't from it already a gemar malacha before you put it in, and it was gidul on the same malachas as what was put in. So you shouldn't be able to eat from it at all. But you have this pshara here that if somebody is with the nachri, again, what is this doing here? Because it has to do with the gidulei tevel. That's the connection to the previous Mishnah. The guy took gidulei tevel, stuck it in the ground, planted it, and the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat from it arai. Case number one. So we'll have to see what the gemara says about that. Case number two. Shislei truma shenitmu. If somebody has a little truma sapling, that, how do you have a truma sapling? Shislei truma. That I took a sapling, I cut it because I was going to eat it, and then I designated it as truma, and then it became tame. That's how you have a sapling of truma that's tame. Because Rami Ikra didn't, you can't make something that's mechubar truma. So I must have detached it. But it must have been edible because it's going to be truma. So it's a little sapling, and I designated it as truma, and then it became tame, and then I planted it. Shasislei truma shenitmu. Shaslan taharo Once I replanted it, again, you have these little saplings of truma that became tame. If I replant it, taru milatame, it is no longer tame. Right? Marafolda. Right? Once I replanted it into the ground, so then it is no longer tame. Why? Because pashas, it's no longer food because I made it mechubar into the ground. Come up, Pesachim, please. V'asurin milochal achiyagum esochal. But even though I planted it into the ground, you have this tamei truma sapling, and I replanted it into the ground. So the Mishnah says it's no longer tamei. But I'm not allowed to eat it. Thank you. Achiyagum esochal until I cut off the edible parts. So all the edible parts are done, and now when it regrows, that's something totally new. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achiyagum V'yashana. I have to cut it twice, the edible parts. I have to cut the edible parts, wait for it to grow again, and then cut them again, before partaking of it. And the question that's asked on the end of this Mishnah is, what does this mean? Is it considered food, truma still, or not? And if it's totally batel, it becomes part of the ground, then why should it be usher to eat? Because it's no longer ochel, it's no longer truma. And if it's not batel, then why is it no longer tame? Right? Again, the Mishnah has this middle approach. If you look in, this Gemara comes up in, Mishnah's quoted in Pesachim Daf Lamed Daled, and there too, the Ma'ariv Folda here is really quoting Rashi. Really quoting Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon is, why does it become... Why does it become no longer tame? Right, the Gemara there, Pesachim Lamed Daled and Aleph, quotes our Mishnah. Shtilei Shruma Shenitmu Vishaslan Tahor Milatame Asur Milechal. Rashi says Tahor Milatame Acherim Shechiburam LaKarka Batla Mitaras Ochel. It's no longer ochel. It's no longer food. Once I replant something, it's no longer food. Vasur Milechal, but you can't eat it. So ask Tosfos. If it's no longer food, I don't understand. Tosfos. Tamalari, right? He asked, right? What's this middle approach you have here, right? And the Achronim wonder about this. Look in the Stipler, before the Stipler. You look at Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan there in Sachim, Kuf Nun Vav. He says, I don't understand. How could you have this middle approach that it's tahar, but still a czar can't eat it? Umavur beGemar Menachas. He quotes the Asurim Lazar Midaraisa. This is a Din Daraisa that if I take Truma Tameya, a sapling, and I replant it in the ground. It's no longer tame, but a czar can't eat it. It's all the status of truma. So I don't understand, says Rabbi Chanan. Sarech lomar da yedei chiburo lekarka lo batal mitaras ochel. The fact that there's still an issur daraisa for a czar to eat it, it must be that it's still called food. It's still called truma food. The name of the pocket man of Taurus Ochel, if you say it's totally pocket, it's no longer food, I'm my also Lazarim. Umuchach mize, to mechuba la karka tahor afiluxu ochel okli. And, but look at Rashi, right? So I don't understand, right? If it's no longer Ochel, as Rashi says, as the Ma'ariv Folda here quotes the Rashi, so I don't understand how you can have the middle approach. So says the Stipler, there in Sachim, he quotes the Rebbe Chanan, and he says in Simin Lamed, he quotes, Laniyas Daiti Yedeish Lachalek. You have to say that there's different standards for Isurim and for Tumah. You have to say, even if something loses its status, Lagabe Tumah Vatara, it does not lose its status regarding Isur Veheter. That's what you have to say from this. If this Chilik of the Mishnah is a Din Da'araisa, the Laniyas Daiti Yedeish Lachalek, the Afilun Tivsalomar, the Trumach and Ifsalome Achilas Adam Pakimeno Isura Kachal Shar Isurim, even if you want to say that, let's say something that becomes totally disgusting and inedible, it loses its status for other isurim. If it's inedible, it's no longer usur regarding other isurim. Mikol makom zeo hecha. So firstly, he says this zeo hecha sheif shar shuv l'takno. Avok shef shal l'takno sheishtamish b'lachil opaki isura. That's yisod number one. Not for us now. That even if you have something that's inedible, if you can make it into something edible by adding certain ingredients, that it also wouldn't have lost its status, even if right now it is not roy. And then he quotes relating to us. Visvaras, where's the lashon here? So he quotes the muchach de le tumas ochlin eno moil mashayochal hamsi mimenu inyan achila de beinan sha achshav yehi roi lachila. When it comes to tumah v'tara, the issue is, can you eat it? If it's attached to the ground, you can't eat it. You have to detach it and then eat it. So therefore, Tumas ochel and tumah v'tahara goes by whether it's edible in its present state. Once you plant it in the ground, it's no longer edible in the present state, so it's no longer tameh. But it's still possible that legabe iser v'heter, you could do something. What could you do? You could cut it, right? You could do something to make it edible, and that's important for whether it's called truma or not, for other halachas. So again, you have to be mechalik between the two. Ve'ata achinami, hani shtilin, gam lepirish rashi zal, shaydei zen is ba'lu mitores ochel, hamiya mikom hakom yacholu achzirin letores ochel, aydei tlisha mikarka. V'lo garad, it's not worse than yacholu chamea bogami isos, he quotes from the Gemara in Pesachim. So you have to be mechalik between the two. Say again, if this chilik, Mishnah said two halachas, right? If the second chilik is a din d'oraisa, you have to say that there are different standards for the different contexts of halacha. Tumas ochlin and iser truma. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now we'll get back to the first line of the Mishnah. So remember, the first line of the Mishnah said, I'm weeding with a guy in a guy's field, and the Mishnah says that there are limitations. I'm assuming that he took tevel, meaning he already had, let's say, onions. He had onions that totally grew, that did, you'd gather them, it had meruach and gemar malacha, and there's an iser, it's tevel, and it's usher to even to snack on. He replanted it into the ground. And we learned in the previous Mishnah on yesterday's daf, gidule tevel are tevel, in a case where ein zarokala, like these examples, the chasios, are ein zarokala, the bulbs are still in the ground. So why would you be able to eat from it snacking? Right, why it should be tevel, tevel is tevel. You can't eat from it at all. So, Rav Chiya bar Ashi, b'shem Rabbi Yevo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Shimini, it must be that this Mishnah is following Rabbi Shimon Shita that says, a goy's bilis is mafkiya, the kedusha, and that's why you can eat it. Right, it's not tevel. We call it tevel, but it's not really tevel. See the Marafolda, de sphira le de yesh kinyan le goy lafkiya mide meiser. Right, it must be that the goy's bilis uproots it from having kedusha legabe the mitzvahs. V'hu beperakim ol d'tmai lakach muter hu lechol mehem arai. Right, because if it would be Rebbe Meir Shita, remember we had about 10 machlokas tanoim, and sometimes they didn't all match up. But Rav Chaim Kadevsky had a long piece that. But according to the other Shita that says ein kinyan, then you wouldn't be able to eat from it arai. So that's possibility number one in the Gemara. The Rav Mishnah is following the opinion that a goy's bialis is mafkia the kedusha. So the Gemara says, but if that's true, then why is your achila limited? In Karebi Shimin, lama li arai, afilu keva. Then if it has no kedusha, then you should be able to eat a real meal. Doesn't have any kedusha, you should be able to eat even achilas keva, not just achilas arai. So ela, really not. And we're going to go with the Mara fold of shot. Really what Rabbi Yochanan said here by saying Rabbi Shimin, it means even Rabbi Shimin. Even Rabbi Shimin, not only Rabbi Shimin. Right? Even Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, for sure, this fish is like Rabbi Meir. And that's why there's a limit. That's why there's a limit. Right? You can't eat from it achilas keva. It's good kasha. If it could be even Rabbi Meir, why would you be able to eat from it arai? If it already had gemar malacha. That's a kasha. Somehow gidule may put planting it, doesn't remove the status of tevel, but removes the status of the gemar malacha shebo, and therefore you could eat from it as arai. So not 100% clear. But either way, the Gemara answers, the Chiddush, the Rabbi Yochanan is saying, this could even work for Rabbi Shimon. Why? Why would I have thought otherwise? Rabbi Shimon says that yesh kinyan, and there's no kedusha. Ela begin to Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Modi Rabbi Shimon, shu mafrish masrosav, mehalacha. Mehalacha here means mehalacha derabanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that even Rabbi Shimon, who says that a goy's bialis is mafkia, says you have to be mafrish shumas maestros mi derabanan. You still have to be mafrish shumas maestros mi derabanan. So you might have said, because there's a chiyuv, at least mi derabanan, then maybe you wouldn't be able to eat from it arai even. Maybe you would have said that. So that's the chiddush. Lufam kain tzrichin lameimar the Rabbi Shimon he. So that's why we say, oh, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon says there's a chiyuv midrabanan to take our chumas and maestros from this goy's field, but still he would allow you to eat from it arai. Okay, that's how the Gemara, the Mara Folda understands, and others. But again, that the Havamina was that it was only Rabbi Shimon, and the answer is that it's even Rabbi Shimon. And again, you have to work out how exactly Rabbi Meir would fit in. Period. Tani, hamenachesh im hakusi. What if I'm weeding not with a guy, but with a kusi? A kusi, remember the kusim were the nation that was put into Eretz Yisrael by Sancherev, and they were called Geirei Arayos because they didn't keep halacha. They were over to Zara. Hashem sent the lions, machlokes. So, and later on in history, they were declared to be Goyim. right? They're claimed to be Goyim because they found that they were still owed the Avodah Zarah. But earlier in the history of the Tanoim, there was a Machlokas. So we're still at that stage. We're still at the earlier stage when they were not Nigzar to be Goyim, right? Look, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, Imakusi, right? This is at the time before. Shehu ki Yisrael l'chol davar. Right, that's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. So if you're weeding with a kusi, mutter b'dmai. If you have tevel from d'mai, if you have tevel from d'mai, then you can eat from it arai. Mutter b'dmai, you can eat from it arai. Haba vadai lo. But not, right, if a kusi's vadai, that's regular, it's like a juice vadai. And therefore that's gidulei tevel, you will not be able to eat anything from it. Lama, right, so why? Why is there a chilik by demai? Sha demai, right? Because a kusi, even if he's a Jew, he might be considered an amaretz, and therefore we have to be machber by demai. Sha demai, batol b'mechuba lekarka, because demai, even though you have halacha of gidulei tevel and gidulei everything is like the item, but if it's demai, we can be mekel. Remember demai, rov amayarz maasrenheim, the whole thing is a chumra. So this is another step that removed from the original source, so once it's put into the ground, then we can be mekel. Shad demai batel v'mechuba lekarka. Demai is batel v'mechuba lekarka. The ein, the question is how to read this next line. So if Chaim Kanievsky reads it as one big line, right? It's batel, and therefore there's no iser. Vein gidul of iser. Right, that's how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky reads it. He takes out the words ma'alin. If you look in the Mara folder, he reads it as two separate lines. You just have to add in a couple of words. Shatamai batel b'mechuba lekarka. Demai is batel, and therefore it's not aser. But what about the case of vadai? But if it would be vadai, ein gidule iser ma'alin oso. If it would be a vadai iser put into the ground, then the gidulim that grow are not mevatel the iser from which it grew from. Basically, it's trying to say the same thing, that there's a difference between demai and vadai, right? If you put demai into the ground, even by a kusi, which has the status of a Jew, so then we're not machmer for that. Gidule demai is not usher, because the whole thing is a chumra. But vadai, it is, and the kusi is considered a vadai. Okay, now back to the second half of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah had two halachas. So the first halacha was about the goy and the menachesh with the goy. The second half was shislei truma shenitmu. I have a sapling. I took it out of the ground and I designated it as truma. I was going to give it to the kohen, and then it became tameh. So now what? I replanted it into the ground. Maybe that wasn't the best thing to do, but that's what I did. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah had the chilek that it's tahar, but it's still usher for the Yisrael to eat it. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shislei. Right, the Mara fold. Look at the Mara fold. As girsa, the second wide line. Shtilim shenitmeu. I don't have truma. I have a regular sapling that became tame, and I replanted it. Anything lesser than that, it's not truma. I have a sapling. I can replant it if I want to. If it became truma, I replant. If it became tame, I replanted it. What's wrong with that? What's the halacha? So the Rabbi Yochanan says shesilim shenitmeu shoslan. You're allowed to do it. Va'osinos on truma, and you can even make them truma afterwards, because now they're totally batel. If you have saplings, if you have anything tummy that you put in the ground, it becomes tar. There's nothing usher about that. It's not like ein mevatlin tuma lachadchila. There's no such thing. Ein mevatlin iser lachadchila. But if I have chulin that became tummy, I put it back in the ground, and I can even make that truma when it grows again. Right, it's true. It's totally bottled to the ground. So shtilim shenitmeu shoslin vaosin osan truma, but vim hayu truma meikaran. But if they were truma, and then they become tamei, and then I put it into the ground, then kfar nidchu. That's already nidche. It's already stained and tainted, and I can't make that truma. Right, even though the Mishnah said that it's tar milatamei. But it's usher for a Yisrael to eat, meaning it still has a residue of being truma. So there's a chilek between something that was just, right, it's a growth that became tame, and then you replanted it, and the case of where it was already truma. So kfar nidchu, that already, it was already nidche, and therefore you're not allowed to make it into truma. And we're going to have the same exact halacha basically three times. Same halacha three times. That was number one by saplings of saplings that became tamei. Next, Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mayim shenitzmeu. Mayim talking about nisach hamayim on Sukkos. Right, the special. I draw water from the Shiloach and I went and I do the avoda. I poured water on the mizbeach. Right? Every day of the year, I pour wine on the Mizbeach. Nisach HaYayin. For 1 week out of the year, there's a special avoda, Nisach HaMayim. I pour water on the Mizbeach. So, what happens if I have water that became Tameh? Water from the Shiloach, so am I allowed to use that water? So the Gemara says, Mashikan Vosen Osa Mechag. As long as I do Hashaka. Right, the only thing that, only food that could become tahar after it became tamei, right? If I have a cookie that became tamei, there's no way for me to make that cookie tahar. Food that became tamei is tamei, except for water. Water, if I kiss it, literally, if I connect it to other water, I put it in a mikvah, then that water, through hashaka, becomes tahar also. Becomes tahar again. So what happens if I have water that became tamei? I can do hashaka, and then I can take the water back out and use it for the nisach hamayim. But if I already designated this water as Nisach HaMayim water, and then it became Tameh, then Hashaka is not going to help. We use the principle of Hov Nitche Nitche, right? Once it became Kfar Nitchu, right? Just like the case of the Truma. If I just have the saplings that became Tameh, I could replant it and use it for Truma. But if it was already Truma, and then I replant it, then we say the principle of Dichui. That is case number two. So we have it by saplings and we have it by the water. Nisach HaMayim is a lot to talk about. Maybe just make one point. Right? The Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah talks about that there was one, the Tzdukim didn't really believe in Nisach HaMayim. Right? So what did they do? They used to, it was based either on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or it's based on the remez of Mem Yud Mem. Remember the Gemara in Tainus, the on that base, right? Kemish Patam, Nisachecha, right? There's an extra Mem Yud Mem. So they didn't really believe in it. They didn't really believe in it. So the Mishnah tells us in Sukkah that what did one time a Tzduki do? He took the Nisach HaMayim and poured it onto his feet instead of on top of the Mizbeach, instead of pouring it onto down the pipes on the Mizbeach. Pamachas nisich echad al gabei raglav. And what happened? What does the Mishnah say? They stoned him with their esrogim. Everybody threw their esrogim at him. And they stoned him with their esrogim. Right? So a number of Mefarshim, Rav Salvechik says, why dafka the esrogim? Why did dafka use the esrogim? So, in esrog is also based on Torah Sheval Peh. What was it saying? The Torah priates adar. How do you know priates adar? So the Rambam says that's a halacha, that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but halacha that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But either way, it's Torah Sheval Peh. So they dafka threw their esrogim at him because you don't believe in Torah Sheval Peh, or we'll show you Torah Sheval Peh. Right? And that's why they dafka, right? They threw their esrogim. Harbe helchas bichag asukis, Rav Salvechik writes. Mi yusedis b'Torah Sheval Peh, could go nisach hamayim, esrog priates hadar, it's so many halachas of sukkah. So you don't believe in Torah Sheval Peh? We'll show you. Anyway, that's why the dafka, the esrogim, connected to that. But again, nisach hamayim is a special type of avoda, right? Why dafka water? Right? The whole year we do wine. Why dafka water? So I think they quote Peshem Rav Gifter. I don't remember. Like sometimes you speak to people after natural disasters, right? They were saved, and they say you lost everything. It's like, I'm just happy to be alive, right? The basics. You know, after we've been through Yom Ha'Naroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we come to Sukkot. Water's good. I don't need wine. Just the basics. I got through that traumatic, serious days. So even water would be the avodas with water. Nisach HaMayim. Okay. So that's case number two. So we have the saplings. And then we have the chilik by the water. Case number three. Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. The next. These are all Rabbi Yevo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Te'enim v'anavim. Shenitzmu. Right? If I have figs and grapes, that became tameh. Figs and grapes, that became tameh. And the assumption here is, you have to learn the assumption, that so people might be familiar with this from the first Gemara of Perek and Ksubis. Mifkat pakid and chibure michbar. Right? When we have liquid inside a grape, is that, when I touch the grape on the outside, is that liquid absorbed into the skin of the grape so it's like one unit? So if I make the grape tameh, the liquid inside is tameh? Or do I say no? It's like a container. It's like a container. It's like a separate item, what's called mifkad pakid. And therefore, if I touch the outside of the grape, doesn't mean that the grape juice inside is going to be tameh. So let's assume the latter. So it's not going to become tameh, and it's smaller than the size of an egg, because a grape is smaller than an egg. So it doesn't become tameh from the grape skin. So the only way it might become tameh is maybe on the way out, if you're going to mix it all together. So, soch dan vosos ha truma. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's okay, you could squeeze it out, and make it that, you can even make that truma. And again, Rav Nara Folda here says, we're talking about a case where you squeezed it out less than a beit, sasha amashkin mifkat pocket bezagin, mechunasa veinim mechubarin, bahen, she yitamu agav zagin shalahem, and when can they become, tell me when they come out, but you're not doing it b'vasachas. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. But, imhayu truma meikarin, but if you have already designated these grapes as truma, and the wine as truma, again, kfar nidchu, it's already nidche, as we had earlier by the saplings and by the other examples that were given, the water for the nisach hamayim, kfar nidchu. So basically, once something is already has kedusha, it's truma, it's nisach hamayim, so then once there is a chshash of tuma, so then it can no longer become truma. The sugya of dichui is a important sugya, right? There's a concept of dichui by karbanos, right? If a karban has a problem, then even if the problem might undo itself, right? Karbanos, we say dichui bekadshim. But the question is, does it apply to mitzvos? That's the suffix of the Gemara, sukkah lamed gimel. Sukkah lamed gimel, the Gemara asks, right, what's the case? What happens if I have a hadas, that when Yontif starts, it has chopped off on top. The hadas has a cut top, nektam rosho, so it's puzzle. And then overnight, somehow, the hadas grows a berry on top. So now there's a berry on top of the hadas, and now if I had a berry before Yontif started, it would be a kosher hadas. But now it has a berry on top. So nektam rosho me'erev Yontif, also botimra b'yontif mahu, says the Gemara, yesh dichui eitzel mitzvos olo. Is there a principle of dichui? Once this hadas had a problem, it was chopped off and it was puzzle, that it can no longer be used. Is there a dichui eitzel mitzvos? And Rashi there, important Rashi, sukkah lama gimel, Rashi says, we know for sure there's a concept of dichui by karbanos. Do we have a principle of dichui by mitzvos? That's the question of the Gemara. Shenoag esaras dichui eitzel mitzvos, kesheh shenoag esaras eitzel karbanos, dim nira v'nitcheis b'shenitcha amr yitcheh, desulo hadar chazi hachanami, ho v'nitcha, kshenak desulo hadar. Or not? That's the question of the Gemara. So our Gemara here is assuming there's dichui by chefs shel mitzvahs, right? That's what the Gemara there also talks about. There's dichui by mitzvahs. And again, it's a very fascinating discussion. Is there dichui by people? There's a question that the Rush talks about in Moed Katan. If Rachmana Litzlan, there is a child that loses a relative, so he's 12 years old, so he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Avelos, the mitzvah of Aninus. And let's say he becomes a gadol in the middle of Shiva. Does all of a sudden, is there a chiyev now? Is there a chiyev? Do we say dichui by people? Right? Do we say, even not a katan, what happens if somebody is an onain, right? Somebody dies on Friday, the barrel is going to be on Sunday. They're an onain by Havdalah, or by the mitzvah of Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv. So do you say hova nitcha nitcha? Right? It might be a chiluk between those two, but you have Havdalah and Ma'ariv. So again, they have the principle by dichui by people. So you have it by kachim, you have it by mitzvahs, you have it by people. Do we say once there's a problem, that even if the problem is solved, then the stain is not removed? Okay, each one of those is a different discussion, but it's all about dichui. We continue. So we have the three statements of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Sochta. So what do you do by these grapes? By these grapes, that the outside of the grape is tame, the inside of the grape is mifkat pakid, it's tar, but like when you put it all into the bowl, so it can be a problem. So soft and apakas mikazesim. You have to squeeze it out little by little, so it doesn't become tame. The yeno kasher afilo nisachim, and then the wine can be used even for nisachim, even on the mizbeach. Right? There's nothing wrong with that grape juice. It didn't become tame. Fine. Amrin. So now, Amrin, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Palig. Reish Lakish argues under Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go back to the first of the three statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? If I have a sapling and it became tameh, I could put it in the ground and it's good. And I can even make that truma when it grows. But if the sapling was already truma and it became tameh, and then I put it in the ground, I can't use it as truma. Reish Lakish argues on that. We don't know whether he argues on the Reisha, meaning he argues on the Kula of Rabbi Yochanan, or he argues on the Seifa, he argues on the Chumra of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish Palig, Ma, big gersology question here. Let's go with the Mara Fulda. Lakula or Lachumra? Is he arguing Lakula or Lachumra? So are those words talking about Reish Lakish or about Rabbi Yochanan? So we're going to go with the shot that I just said, which is the Mara Fulda's. Is he arguing on the Kula of Rabbi Yochanan or on the Chumra of Rabbi Yochanan? Which one? So, in Tamar Lakula, if he's arguing on the Kula of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning he's arguing on the first half of the statement, Rabbi Yochanan says that if you have a sapling that became Tameh, you can plant it in the ground, and you can use it as Truma. Reish Lakish says, no, no, no. You can't do that. Right? If it became Tameh, you cannot use it as Truma. Is he arguing on that Nicha? Then I understand that Chumrah. But in Tamar Lachumra, but if you say he's arguing on the Chumra of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning the second half of Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? If it already became Truma and you replant it, so then it cannot use it as Truma. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue and says, you can, but then he would be against the Mishnah. Right? Hatanina, our Mishnah, Shiyogam as Ochlan. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that if you replant it, you have to cut off what's edible, and maybe you have to cut off what's edible again twice? So that's why we said, to say that Reish Lakish is arguing on the Chumra of Rabbi Yochanan, and that he's Mako, that's hard, because then he would be against the Mishnah. So we'd rather say the first half. Rabbi Yochanan says a Kula, Reish Lakish is Machmir, doesn't hold to that Kula, but that case is not spoken about in the Mishnah, and therefore there's no problem. Good. Achiyogam Yishaneh, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, not only, if I have Truma, a Truma sapling that I replanted, not only could I not eat it, then I have to cut off what was edible, but I have to let it grow again, and then cut off what was edible again a second time. Rabbi Yochanan, Keni Masnisa Shiyogum Ba'alim B'Yishana. You have to wait for the leaves to grow a second time, edible, and then cut it off. You can't just like cut the leaves and then cut some of the roots, some of the core. No, you have to wait for the leaves to grow. Period. Hadralach Azariah Truma. I guess we'll stop here. But Hashem, and we'll continue with the 10th parak of Masechet Shrumas, Rabbi Osai, two prakim, 10th and 11th. That's what we have in front of us. But Hashem, Batzel Shenitnu. We already spoke about this first Mishnah earlier. But Hashem, we'll pick up with it next time.